Well, I guess when you're, it might be tough to relate. So I guess I'll break it down for you really easily. A rebound comes to you, does a great job being back in defensive position, just trying to clear the front of the net, puts it in the net.
Some guys, it might be easy to not be sitting there waiting for us to get to them, but I mean, sitting there ready to go kind of knows it's part of it, answering the questions.
You're right. It's part of it. It's part of playing in this league. It's just you hate for a kid to have to answer those questions. Like I said before, he's a top five goal scorer in the NHL as an 18-year-old. I think we choose to focus on those things than just trying to make the right play and puts it in the wrong spot. It is as simple as that.
What happened earlier in the second, was it related to the hit or was it something else?
Yeah. It was just needed to get checked on.
Just kind of put into the words, you've finished this stretch 32-60. You're the first NHL team that's had to do that. Just kind of where your club is at right now and how big these next few days are going to be for your club to finally get a break?
Well, you hate to complain or use anything as an excuse, so I don't think we're going to sit here and do that. I think we're proud of the fact that after last night we put a really solid effort in and gave ourselves an opportunity to win against a pretty dangerous hockey club. So definitely not a favorable schedule, but we're on the other side of it, and hopefully we can get back to doing some of the things we like to do here after this little break.
How welcome is that, though, for this group just to finally get a bit of a breather here for a few days and not play until Thursday?
I mean, it's just you're just there's nothing left in the tank. You keep pushing, but at a certain point in time, we're human beings, so that might have happened about 3 or 4 games ago. We need to recharge here. Got 50 hockey games left and still a lot to look forward to.